Shalom, everybody. In the seventh and final aliyah of Parashat Bereishit, we have 16 psukim. The last aliyah listed the generations of mankind from Adam HaRishon to Chanoch. This aliyah continues the list through Noach, the 10th generation from Adam HaRishon. The Torah then tells us that the evil and the immorality on earth was so egregious that Hashem actually regretted, whatever that means, Hashem actually regretted creating man, and he will give them 120 years to improve. Noah, however, was righteous and he finds favor in Hashem's eyes. The Gemara in Masechet Chulin Daf Kuf Lamid Tet Amud Bet asks a number of questions that we hear about pretty often on Purim. The Gemara there says, Haman mina Torah minayin, Esther mina Torah minayin, Mordechai mina Torah minayin. Where do we see a hint to Haman in the Torah? And the Gemara quotes a pasuk. Esther mina Torah minayin, and the Gemara quotes a pasuk. Mordechai mina Torah minayin. But the first question there that the Gemara asks is Moshe min haTorah minayin. Where do we see Moshe in the Torah? And the answer that the Gemara gives is a pasuk from our Aliyah. When the Torah tells us that the world was corrupt, the Torah tells us in Perek Vav, pasuk Gimel, Vayomer Hashem, Lo yadon ruchi v'adam leolam bishagam hu basar v'hayu yamav mea v'esrim shana. Hashem says that my spirit will not continue to judge man forever, since he is nothing but flesh. Bishagam hu basar. His days shall be 120 years. And Rashi on the Gemara there in Masechet Chulin says that the gematria of bishagam is the same as the gematria for Moshe, 345. And also the Torah says 120 years, the number of years that Moshe lived. But we have to ask a fundamental question. What is going on in this Gemara? You're going to ask Moshe min haTorah minayin? Moshe is mentioned dozens, if not hundreds of times in the Torah. And you're going to find a pasuk in our Aliyah, Bishagam hu basar, the gematria of Bishagam is 345, and that's Moshe, and he lived 120 years? What is going on? I understand that the Gemara in Chulin is trying to point out that every figure in Tanakh has a connection to the Torah. Everyone has a connection to the Torah. Even Esther, even Mordechai, even Haman are in the Torah. The Torah is universal. The Torah preceded the creation of the world. And it's not possible to say that some people are not in the Torah, or not at least hinted to in the Torah. It's a beautiful idea. However, when we get to Moshe Rabbeinu, can we really ask Moshe min haTorah minayin? We don't know where Moshe is hinted to in the Torah. We need to come up with a pasuk from our Aliyah. It's a very powerful question. There is a beautiful answer given by Rav Moshe Taub. Rav Taub was a Rav in Kalo in Hungary, in Eastern Hungary. He wrote a number of Svarim, and in one of his Svarim on the Chumash called Harash Evan, published in 1758, Rav Taub offers a most beautiful pshat. Excuse me. Says Rav Taub, many people are familiar with the Gemara in Masechet Shabbat, Daf Pei Chet Amud Bet, which tells us that when Moshe went up to Har Sinai, the angels challenged him, saying, Mali Yeludi Shah, Beinenu. What is this mortal doing among us? Hashem told the angels that Moshe was there to receive the Torah. And when the Malachim objected, Moshe said, take a look what's written in the Torah. The Torah says, I'm Hashem who took you out of Egypt. Are you angels? Were you enslaved in Egypt? Or the Torah says, honor your parents. Do angels have parents? Etc., etc. And finally, the angels acquiesced. They agreed that the Torah was given to humans with human challenges, with human emotions. So when the Gemara in Masechet Chulin that we just quoted says, Moshe min haTorah minayin, the Gemara is saying, okay, but what about Moshe? He's an Ish HaElokim. He has no shaychu to the Torah either. Moshe min haTorah minayin. And to that, the Gemara answers by quoting the pasuk in our Aliyah. Bishagam hu basar. Moshe is a human. He's only going to live 120 years. He was born from a woman. He was lived as a human. He will die as a human. He is the greatest Navi. He's the greatest Navi that ever was and ever will be. He's a tzaddik. He's Moshe Rabbeinu. But he too is only Bishagam Hu Basar. He is a human, and he too has a part in the Torah. Amazing pshat. Have a great Shabbos, everybody, and have a great Yontif, everybody.